Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John has found a book talking about six things.
Yes. Eddie Bayan is his name, and he's the author of this book called Six Things Churches Can Do to End Human Trafficking.
And what's human trafficking?
Human trafficking, yeah, very important, is when it's an epidemic. It's a problem that's happening all across the world, even in the United States, where women and children are being sold into slavery, and namely for sex. And this is happening everywhere, and it's horrific. And that's something that's now getting more and more attention. But, you know, we don't want to stop. We want to continue to shed light on this because we want this to be over with. We want people to be, children and women, all people to be free.
Yes.
And so this author put this book together to bring awareness to the church. He is from South Korea, and he put together a list of six things. And in our discussion, we'll probably add a few more things that we can do. But one of the things he talks about is unleashing the intercessors, and that's basically beginning to start praying together, specifically targeted prayers that could put an end to human trafficking and sex slaves, which is important because anything we try to do outside of prayer and inviting God is absolutely, you know, useless. So it's the Lord is going to set people free.
And which, you know, IHOP Kansas City with Mike Bickle, and they've been praying 24 hours a day in the area, and we've been praying and picking that up ourselves, I guess, for 5 years.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are praying. And you look at what's happening, and the fact that it's a topic that as they talked about, you know, you talked about NFL and what was taking place in the Super Bowl, taking place in Costa Rica, wherever.
Brazil for the World Cup,
Yeah, that, you know, God's answering our prayers. So that's a huge thing, beginning to pray and ask God to move,
The second thing he talks about is raise awareness, which we've been doing consistently as well as others, but specifically we've been doing here on VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, sharing with others what is happening. And some unique ministries have put some movies and videos together that helps to explain and to show, give context to what's happening. One of those is Exodus Cry, and if you go to VFNTV.com and select links on top, you'll be able to go directly to their website and actually see some of the videos and movies that have been that are showing what happens, because it's, you don't have context until you actually see, oh, this dot connects to this dot connects to this dot. And sad to say, it's a lot of Americans that are going overseas to purchase children,
right?
You know, and just needs to stop. The third thing he speaks about is research and investigate tracking data, and he shares that, you know, all outreach should be supported by data, known information of what is happening. I'm amazed a lot of people talk about what they think is happening. No, we need to know what is happening, where it's happening, so that we can strategically do something about it. Another organization that's, because of that data, I believe it's Underground Railroad.
Yeah, Underground Railroad. That's exactly it.
They're actually sending former CIA, Green Beret, Navy SEALs to actually go and extract these women and children, which is beautiful. And we saw what you know, some folks got together, and I think it was $1 million was given at one time, and they were able to rescue several children. It's like, wow, this is this
we've
is
had
great.
Them on VFN TV, and they we support them as well. And also links, you can go to links at VFNTV.com, and you can join. Just imagine you want to do something, because I believe what he's saying here too is that don't just throw your money at the idea. Throw it at some facts, invest it into, get a return for it. And these guys go in and extract. They actually take the child out with them. And it was a beautiful thing. You can actually go to VFN TV, click on links, go to IR, Underground Railroad, and watch the most recent extraction that took place in Haiti in the orphanage there. That there wasn't really an orphanage. There was just a front for setting up to sell children. And they went in and rescued. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Very, very good. The fourth thing he talks about is build relationships and networks. And part of building those relationships and networks is to be able to understand that hey, you know, don't try to go in this alone. We can kind of work together and understand this organization is supporting that organization. Because the folks on the opposite side of this, this is a networked industry. They're finding out that they can make more money selling people than they can in selling drugs. It's totally demonic and horrible, and this is not something that they're just trying out. This is a network of evil that's spread across.
You think about that. When you sell a drug, you have to create it, you have to make it, and then you sell it. Then you have to go create it again. But with a person, they sell that person over and over and over. And some of the reports are that a young girl in one day can have like 25 different men that rape her, that they sell her to every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, versus the drug, you have to actually go grow the drug and go through the process of that. And so you're talking about profitability and what they're doing. It's like, we've got to free these girls and kids and women from this.
Absolutely. The fifth thing he talks about is being a haven of restoration and healing. And that's a great, great, thing to be, because as the church, we want to remember that as these women and children are being rescued and extracted and pulled out, and they give their lives to the Lord, this is what we're believing, right? And this is what it has happened. Then we want to come around them as the church and be able to pray for them and disciple them and love them and reintroduce them to what healthy love is, healthy touch is, and bring them into the family and healed and restored.
Right.
And so that's so important, because a lot of times, there's a stigma when people get damaged goods. As a church, we don't have, we can't be like that. We can't have a place a stigma or a judgment on anybody. Listen, these people were victims of the circumstances, victims of what happened to them. And we need to be people of love and compassion and be able to say, hey, listen, we're going to help you. We're going to help you.
Right.
And the sixth thing that he talks about is provide for rescue and prevention, which we talked about, which is
the Underground Railroad and different organizations like that.
And, a couple of things that not discussed here, but I mean,
Exodus Cry, by the way, Exodus Cry does have an adoption program where they actually take in these girls and put them with a family and help them go through that process. Just so you know that as well.
Yeah. Another thing is that, my goodness, if we end pornography and purchasing, the filth that's on there and supporting movies and things like that, that will stop fueling those perverse desires for, these men to go all over the country and in this country thinking that that's actually normal and acceptable behavior. It's not. We got to come to grips with the reality of what's happening. It's an over, it's everywhere in the nation. I mean, there's a big thing that's being discussed about, what occurred on a network and what I heard one of the newscasters discussing. They're saying it's everywhere. It's across the board. It's just way too much sex everywhere on television. Mm. You just can't watch anything. And it's what's happening to our society where you can't even watch a simple program on a regular network without, seeing one of the Ten Commandments violated, and particularly sex.
Right.
And it's like, man, this we're reaping, a harvest because of the things that we've allowed.
Right.
And now our daughters, now, our women and even young boys are being absolutely victimized and just damaged. And as the church, this is something that we need to keep on the forefront of our hearts and in our prayers and have compassion as if it was happening to our own.
And you think about it, too, that, you get a lot perspective what it was like for Lot when everything around him was going one way, but yet he stayed a way that God could rescue.
Yeah.
He had somebody interceding and praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing that you can kind of see that kind of viewpoint today. It's like, where is the light? And somebody says this, it's like, I'm not paying anybody any money for anything. And I look at the wrong things for free. And it's like, you have to understand that those ads on that page, if there's an ad on the page, this is how Google makes all their money, is off you viewing that page. So if you view that page that you say you didn't pay for, that Google gets paid money for that view of that ad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems to be free for you, but you're just brought into this equation. And so money changes hands when you look at that. And it's anything else too. It could be a news program or whatever else, but understand that ad's on there and people get paid by views, paid by clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And so if all you do is just pull a page up and look at it and didn't click on any ads, they still get paid. It's called paid per view. You get paid for the viewing the ad. This is the program. Mm-hmm. But if you click on it, they get paid more money. And so you say, well, I'm not paying anybody for anything. Somebody paid for you to be able to do that.
That's right.
Whoever that advertiser was paid for you to be able to do that, which means puts money in the hands of these guys who are doing these terrible things out there to people. And dear Lord, we just ask you that you would end this human trafficking in the earth and heal our young people, heal our women. And thank you for Exodus Cry, Underground Railroad, and all the ministries that are reaching out for these young people to free them. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.